Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is, should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. we are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics, and then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous, slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them, and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars, 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury, direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Let's talk about Capricorn Navamsha, the 10th one. In Capricorn, since it's a sign ruled by Saturn, and it's a sign of public display, it is also one of the sign of free will, free choice. So if you're Avantya Karaka, your career determinant, D1 10th Lord is placed here, you have a lot of free will at work. It is your choice about what you bring to the table, what you want to do with your career. See, that's the way it works here. So in Capricorn, Navamsha is a sign of free will. What do you do on a day-to-day basis? That's what this planet indicates. It's a day-to-day activity. It does not require a remedy. You just have to work in Capricorn, Navamsha. Another characteristic of this is Capricorn, Navamsha is like muddy waters, like a swamp. You can't see clearly here. Okay? So any planet going here has a difficulty with clarity of thought, purpose and action. It's like you kind of self-question yourself. Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this where I'm going? What is the purpose here? What is the action here? Choice is there clearly to work in Capricorn Navamsha, but what is it? What is it I'm supposed to do? That's what the planet indicates. Capricorn is what you have decided in your head. This is what I'm going to do. That intention matters in Capricorn. Saturn watches your intent to accomplish something. Is there good intent behind this? There's full support. If not, then it suffers. Another aspect is Capricorn wants to do construction. Mars is land, Saturn is construction. So in terms of Amartya Karaka, wherever Mars and Saturn are here, you will be in construction industry. Whenever you have any planet in Capricorn, it wants to do construction of that planet. Okay. Saturn means it might relate to mining, minerals, oil and gas industry. If it is with Mars, it might have related to with real estate. Mars wants to it has to do with land, you see. Apply the significations there. If it is Jupiter, it might even be to do with building temples, so on and so forth. Capricorn always goes by rules and procedures. Saturn is a determinant of rules and procedures. Very disciplined, very patient about that planet. Capricorn is like changing the foundation right where you are, shaking out of that and changing it. That's why you are being a servant now. Capricorn is a servant, servant Amamsha, simply because it's ruled by Saturn. So whatever planet is sitting here and the signification of that planet, you end up becoming a servant of that planet in this lifetime. Suppose you have Venus there. You will end up becoming a servant of your spouse, of your wealth. You have to serve that. You're necessarily not the king position now. Why? You might have used that a lot in the last lifetime. If Jupiter is sitting here, you might have used up your wisdom a lot for yourself in the last lifetime. Think Aquarius. And now you're coming here in this lifetime and paying for it. You become a servant of it. You just give away knowledge to others for free. So this is what you have to improve and change that pattern. It indicates a lot about what you have used up a lot, relating to the planet signification, of course. D1 10th Lord here indicates troubles due to faith, earning with slow and steady growth, things like human resources and management and so on. Let's see some generalities of Saturn, then we'll get into details. Saturn placed in Capricorn makes a workaholic. Very simple, right? In its own sign, in Navamsha. This person will have a lot of past knowledge relating to loopholes, how to implement them, something similar to Sagittarius. How to deal with common people. Capricorn is a sign of common people, of the masses, similar to Cancer. But this is at workplace. Mercury here becomes a servant of the kids. You learn these and now it's time to teach this. Talking, speaking, writing coaches, desire to teach them. Advisory role. Working for children, teachers of school kids, or in data analytics.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If it's with Mercury, Mars here will have a very sturdy, solid body. Mars does not look at his self-interest here. Mars here in Capricorn Amamsha says, I want to just do the work, whatever the work is, get it over with. Give me some task, give me some goal. Don't ask me questions. That's the attitude of Mars here. It might work with siblings, land. It might work with all kinds of issues relating to land and construction, for example, because Capricorn loves construction. So Amartya Karaka here might be in construction field of any kind. Moon here might become slave to emotions and food, big issues with land. So they might work on construction to do with water, waste water management, resources of water, resources of food if it's combined with Venus, for example. Venus here, the person gets addicted to money and luxuries, cannot leave it. He has to actually work for it, will work for spouse. Remember I said Capricorn Navamsha makes you a slave to that planet for life. Disappointments in relationship because this particular person wants a relationship to follow some set of rules or guidelines or procedures. They might even become wealth consultant. They might have late marriages. The person will not be able to live with the family, will have to leave house just to make a choice for profession or with spouse. After the marriage, as soon as you get married, you might get separated from family if Venus is in Capricorn. Jupiter, on the other hand, will think about religion, guidelines, like we saw in Sagittarius. Person will think about society, will think about morals, what other people will say. It's a planet for the society now, Jupiter, because it's in Capricorn now, Amsha. They do not want to hurt people while making decisions throughout the day. They will say, I will do something else in my life. I will not do this kind of business. Very morally, ethically driven work now. It's difficult for them to do any kind of work because they are always bringing morality and ethical compass into this. These people will leave many businesses because the base is of morality. This person is designated to do something good for the masses, guidelines for the masses, even if it doesn't earn any money. Remember that. Because Jupiter is only guidelines. They might even give money for construction of a temple. Sun here does not offer chair to people sit next to them. It's a funny thing. They should not make the mistake of involving government in their business. Sun represents business, Sun represents government, Sun represents legal issues. So in Capricorn, Navamsha, they might suffer due to any issues or not following guidelines of laid down by the government, for example. Rahu and Ketu, on the other hand, will take everything sideways. Rahu here in Capricorn cannot sit still, cannot do one business for a long time, needs change continuously, will always get messy businesses, messy positions. Like when everything is in trouble, they will be called for. As soon as you arrange everything, you will leave and do something else messier. Because Rahu is a very messy planet. Ketu will do business and work. When the business is up and running, he will give it to someone else and leave. Because Ketu is not interested in any kind of popularity. You see, that's the energy it brings here. Now let us get into specifics and analyze some more what Amartya Karaka in Capricorn Navamsha will do.
Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Capricorn Navamsha. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Saturn, when Saturn is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. 2. Saturn's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When Saturn as Amartya Karaka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, it finds itself in its own domain, deeply aligned with duty, rules, and procedures. The professional drive becomes highly focused on building structures, managing responsibilities, and carrying forward the karmic weight of past overuse of authority or labor, discipline through servitude and reconstruction. Capricorn here acts as a karmic correction zone, forcing the individual to rebuild what was misused or overdone in previous lives. Saturn's drive becomes that of a servant leader, working with discipline and humility, constructing systems and improving foundations. Challenge of clarity and overwork. Capricorn Navamsha is described as muddy waters, lacking clear purpose and direction. Even with Saturn's natural discipline, there can be confusion or heaviness about professional aims. The individual may overburden themselves with endless duties or feel trapped in routines without clear recognition. Professions rooted in management and system building. Saturn in Capricorn directs careers toward HR, administration, construction, management, law, and government. It also favors fields requiring endurance, labor management, policy making, or roles involving slow, steady progress. Shadow expression, servitude without appreciation, feeling undervalued despite immense effort. Excessive rigidity in following procedures, alienating colleagues. Career stagnation when responsibility becomes overwhelming and clarity of direction is lost. Math 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Capricorn is 6th house, Gemini ascendant. Saturn, Amartya Karaka drives service through conflict resolution, management, and health-related industries. Strong karma in labor service and persistence. Capricorn is 10th house, Aries ascendant, strong public authority, slow but steady rise in governance, policy, or management roles. Career identity is deeply tied to responsibility. Capricorn is 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Drive focuses on financial stability, family obligations, and disciplined use of resources. Careers tied to banking, taxation, or structured wealth management. Hat 4. Integrated expression Saturn as Amatyakarka in Capricorn. Navamsha creates an internal drive for structured, disciplined service and reconstruction of professional foundations. The karmic lesson is humility. Working as a servant to systems, rules, and responsibilities to correct past misuses of power. This placement produces administrators, managers, and system builders whose strength lies in endurance, patience, and disciplined reconstruction, even when clarity of direction seems obscured. Sun is Amatyakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka Principles, Sun. When the Sun is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in authority, recognition, leadership, and ethical responsibility. It thrives in governance, management, and visible roles where dignity and integrity are central. The Sun as AMK seeks to lead through example and embody purpose. Its shadow can manifest as pride, ego, or authoritarian tendencies. Sun's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When the Sun, as Amatyakaraka, occupies Capricorn Navamsha, its leadership qualities are filtered through Saturn's domain of rules, discipline, and slow construction. The professional drive becomes tied to building authority step by step, earning recognition only through humility, responsibility, and consistent effort. Leadership through service and procedure. The Sun here loses some of its flamboyant brilliance, but gains depth and durability. Leadership is expressed not through command, but through discipline, structure, and servitude to societal rules. Authority is built slowly, through daily duties and procedural integrity. Challenge of ego versus humility. The Sun's desire for recognition struggles in Capricorn Navamsha's muddy waters, where clarity of purpose may feel obscured. That the ego may feel unrecognized, producing frustration or a sense of being undervalued. True success comes when pride is surrendered in service of long-term stability. Professions? Rooted in leadership within structure, careers may involve government, administration, HR, management, law, or public leadership in institutions that demand strict adherence to procedures. The Sun in Capricorn favors leadership roles that require discipline and humility rather than glamour. Shadow expression, feeling unseen or unrecognized despite hard work. Becoming rigid or overly authoritarian in applying rules. Professional setbacks when ego refuses to submit to responsibility and patience. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Capricorn as 6th house, Gemini ascendant, Sun Amatyakaraka directs drive toward leadership and service roles, law, conflict resolution, or administration. Career linked to daily routines and karmic obligations. Capricorn as 10th house, Aries ascendant. Strong potential for public leadership, recognition earned slowly through structured governance or management. Career identity tied to authority built step by step. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Leadership in finance, speech, and family responsibilities. Career may involve taxation, banking, or advisory roles with karmic lessons in integrity. Integrated expressions in Sun as Amatyakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha creates an internal drive to lead through responsibility, structure, and servitude to rules. The karmic task is to balance pride with humility, learning that authority comes not from instant recognition, but from steady construction and disciplined integrity. This placement produces leaders and administrators who shine not through grandeur, but by embodying accountability.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Endurance and a patient commitment to collective order. Mercury as a Matyakarka in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakarka Principles. Mercury. When Mercury is a Matyakarka, the professional drive is rooted in intellect, adaptability, communication, and analytical skill. It thrives in professions that involve trade, negotiation, writing, teaching, and problem solving. Mercury as AMK seeks to connect ideas, people, and systems through reasoning and dialogue. Its shadow can emerge as restlessness, inconsistency, or manipulative speech. 2. Mercury's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When Mercury as Amatyakaraka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, its quick and versatile intellect is drawn into Saturn's structured, rule-bound, and disciplined environment. The professional drive becomes about constructing knowledge systems, creating orderly communication channels, and using intellect for practical, long-term purposes. Communication through structure and discipline. Mercury here loses some of its playful flexibility, but gains seriousness. The drive is toward applying communication and analysis in systematic, procedural, or management contexts. Intellect is used to organize, document, and clarify what is otherwise unclear in the muddy waters of Capricorn. Challenge of clarity versus confusion. Capricorn Navamsha may obscure Mercury's natural clarity and quickness. The native may feel intellectually restricted or forced into rigid modes of expression. Communication can become burdened by procedures, leading to frustration or difficulty adapting swiftly. Professions rooted in structured communication and management. Careers may involve administration, HR, finance, law, accounting, policymaking, or technical documentation. Mercury in Capricorn favors professions where intellect is used to build and maintain order within systems. Shadow expression. Overly rigid communication, losing Mercury's adaptability, feeling unrecognized for intellectual contributions, becoming a servant to procedures with intellect restricted by excessive discipline. 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Capricorn as 6th house, Gemini ascendant. Mercury Amatyakaraka drives service through analytical problem-solving, law, or communication-heavy professions tied to conflict resolution. Capricorn as 10th house, Aries ascendant, recognition through structured communication, public speaking, administration, policy roles, career identity linked to intellect applied in governance. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, intellect tied to speech, finance, and family obligations. Careers in banking, accounting, or advisory roles with karmic emphasis on disciplined communication. Hashra 4, Integrated Expression Mercury as Amatyakaraka in Capricorn. Navamsha creates an internal drive to discipline communication, apply intellect in structured systems, and construct clarity where confusion exists. The karmic task is to avoid rigidity or servitude to procedures, learning instead to balance flexibility with Saturn's discipline. This placement produces managers, advisors, and administrators whose strength lies in building reliable communication frameworks and applying intellect with patience and endurance. Venus as Amatyakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka Principles. Venus. When Venus is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in refinement, harmony, relationships, beauty, and wealth. It thrives in professions tied to arts, finance, luxury, human connection, and diplomacy. Venus as AMK seeks to create balance and prosperity, while its shadow can manifest as indulgence, vanity, or dependence on external validation. 2. Venus's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When Venus as Amatyakaraka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, its pursuit of beauty and balance enters Saturn's disciplined, structured, and duty-bound environment. The professional drive becomes focused on constructing stable relationships, building wealth methodically, and harmonizing values within strict rules and procedures. Harmony through discipline and responsibility. Venus here expresses refinement not through indulgence, but through patience, effort, and long-term construction. Professional success comes from balancing aesthetics with structure, building partnerships, wealth, or social standing carefully and step by step. Challenge of clarity in values and relationships. Capricorn Navamsha, being muddy waters, can obscure Venus's natural charm and clarity in relationships. This may create professional struggles around unclear values in love or finance. The individual may feel bound to serve others in relationships or wealth matters as karmic repayment from past lives. Professions rooted in finance, diplomacy, and management. careers may involve finance, HR, management, taxation, marriage counseling, or luxury industries with structured institutional frameworks. Venus in Capricorn also favors advisory roles in wealth building or relationship management. Shadow expression, overly rigid or transactional approach to relationships. Difficulty balancing charm with discipline, leading to frustration. Professional stagnation when beauty or harmony is suppressed under rules. #3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Capricorn is 6th house, Gemini ascendant. Venus Amatya Karaka pushes toward service in finance, law, or conflict resolution in partnerships. Career tied to daily work that balances order with harmony. Capricorn is 10th house, Aries ascendant. Public recognition in finance, luxury, or diplomacy. Authority earned through constructing wealth or managing relationships within institutions. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Focus on family resources, finance, and speech. Careers tied to banking, taxation, or structured wealth management with karmic lessons in disciplined prosperity. 4. Integrated expression. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn, Navamsha creates an internal drive to build beauty, wealth, and harmony through structure, patience, and responsibility. The karmic task is to refine values without losing clarity, learning to express love and prosperity within disciplined frameworks. This placement produces financiers, managers, and diplomats who succeed by harmonizing Venus's refinement with Saturn's discipline, balancing charm with duty to create enduring prosperity and relationships. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Moon. When the moon is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, adaptability, nurturing, and service to the collective. It thrives in professions tied to psychology, public life, care, hospitality, and teaching. The moon as AMK seeks to provide comfort and guidance, but its shadow may show as mood dependence, inconsistency, or oversensitivity to others' opinions. 2. Moon's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When the moon as Amatya Karaka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, its nurturing and adaptable energy becomes disciplined, rule-bound, and service-oriented under Saturn's governance. The professional drive focuses on caring for others within structured, routine frameworks, combining empathy with responsibility. Emotional duty and discipline. The moon here learns to express care through disciplined routines and structured service. The inner drive shifts towards stabilizing others emotionally and materially, often by adhering to rules and procedures. The professional role often becomes one of steady emotional support in organizational or managerial environments. Challenge of clarity in feelings and purpose. Capricorn Navamsha's muddy waters can blur the moon's emotional clarity, creating confusion in personal and professional direction. The individual may feel overburdened with caretaking responsibilities, struggling to separate personal emotions from professional duties. Professions rooted in care with structure. Likely professions include HR, public administration, healthcare management, psychology, law, and advisory roles. The moon in Capricorn blends nurturing instincts with managerial discipline, favoring roles where emotional intelligence is applied in structured settings. Shadow expression, emotional suppression, becoming overly rigid or cold in caregiving roles. Servitude in relationships or career, feeling undervalued despite effort. Professional stagnation when empathy is drowned by excessive duty. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Capricorn is 6th house, Gemini ascendant. Moon Amatya Karaka drives service in healthcare, caregiving, or HR. Strong karmic pull toward nurturing within daily routines. Capricorn as 10th house ascendant. Recognition in public life comes through steady caregiving roles, healthcare leadership, or administrative responsibilities. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Emotional drive linked to family, wealth, and speech. Careers in finance, nutrition, or public speaking with karmic lessons in disciplined emotional expression. 4. Integrated expression moon as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn. Navamsha creates an internal drive to nurture and support through disciplined service, structured routines, and emotional responsibility. The karmic task is to balance empathy with clarity, avoiding servitude or suppression of feelings. This placement produces caregivers, administrators, and advisors who succeed by applying emotional intelligence within structured Saturnian frameworks, offering stability and care to society, through duty-bound service. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn Navamsha. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Mars. When Mars is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in initiative, courage, discipline, and strategic action. It thrives in professions that demand leadership, technical skill, persistence, and confrontation of obstacles. Mars as Amk seeks to establish order and progress through fearless pursuit of goals. Its shadow can manifest as aggression, impatience, or destructive competitiveness. 2. Mars is driving Capricorn Navamsha. When Mars as Amatya Karaka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, it gains exaltation strength, expressing disciplined courage, responsibility, and mastery over action. The professional drive becomes focused on structured leadership, calculated risks, and building authority through persistent effort. Strategic action through discipline. Mars in Capricorn directs its energy toward long-term planning, endurance, and disciplined application of strength. The inner drive is to build empires, careers where courage is tempered with structure and authority. This is the archetype of the disciplined warrior or strategist. Challenge of overwork and rigidity. While Mars is exalted here, Capricorn's muddy waters can still obscure clarity of immediate direction. The professional may overextend effort in service of responsibility, feeling overburdened or stuck in rigid frameworks that restrict spontaneity. Professions rooted in action, leadership, and system building. Careers may involve the military, law enforcement, engineering, construction, management, politics, or executive leadership. Mars in Capricorn thrives in roles where courage and technical skill combine with Saturn's discipline to produce lasting structures. Shadow expression, overdominance, becoming authoritarian in leadership. Burnout through overwork or relentless pursuit of perfection. Suppressed anger turning into passive aggressiveness in professional settings. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Capricorn as 6th house, Gemini ascendant. Mars Amatya Karaka drives conflict resolution, healthcare, and labor management. Strong karma in daily service, where action and discipline define career growth. Capricorn as 10th house, Aries ascendant, maximum potential for public recognition, executive authority, politics, or military governance roles. Career identity strongly tied to visible authority and disciplined power. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, drive linked to speech, wealth, and family duties. Professions in finance, taxation, or structured wealth building with a warrior-like sense of responsibility. Hashir 4, integrated expression Mars as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn. Navamsha creates an internal drive to act with discipline, courage, and structured authority. The karmic task is to balance ambition with patience, ensuring that strength is applied constructively rather than through overdominance or burnout. This placement produces strategists, leaders, and empire builders who succeed when their fearless energy is harmonized with Saturnian discipline, creating enduring legacies through responsibility and action. Nasha, Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, teaching, law, justice, and advisory roles. It thrives in careers tied to education, spirituality, philosophy, policymaking, and guidance. Jupiter as AMK seeks to uplift society through truth and ethical direction. Its shadow may appear as arrogance in knowledge, rigidity in beliefs, or impractical idealism. 2. Jupiter's drive in Capricorn Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amatya Karaka occupies Capricorn Navamsha, it falls into debilitation. Its expansive wisdom is restricted by Saturn's heavy rules, structure, and duty-bound realism. The professional drive becomes focused on applying knowledge practically, often in service-oriented or managerial roles, but the inner feeling may be of diminished freedom or inspiration, wisdom bound by responsibility. Jupiter in Capricorn channels its teaching ability into structured, rule-based environments. Instead of free-flowing wisdom, the drive pushes toward practical application, law, finance, governance, or institutional teaching. This creates a karmic lesson of grounding lofty ideals into functional, disciplined frameworks. Challenge of constraint and frustration. Jupiter's optimism may feel stifled under Capricorn's weight. The individual may struggle with cynicism, disillusionment, or feeling undervalued in advisory roles. Wisdom is often overshadowed by duty, making recognition slow and tied to persistent effort. Professions rooted in practical wisdom. Careers may involve law, judiciary, taxation, finance, corporate governance, administration, or policymaking. Jupiter in Capricorn also supports teaching within rigid structures such as academia, institutions, or government-backed systems. Shadow expression, loss of faith or optimism, becoming overly pragmatic or cynical, feeling intellectually or morally compromised by rigid rules, struggles for recognition in advisory or teaching roles despite competence. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Capricorn is sixth house, Gemini ascendant. Jupiter Amatia Caraca drives service through law, healthcare, or advisory roles in conflict resolution. Career growth tied to persistence in daily duties. Capricorn as 10th house, Aries ascendant. Recognition in governance, law, or institutional authority. Career identity revolves around practical wisdom applied to collective responsibility. Capricorn as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Focus on finance, family duties, and speech. Careers in taxation, banking, or wealth advisory with karmic lessons in applying ethics within material responsibilities. 4. Integrated expression Jupiter as Amatya Caraca in Capricorn. Navamsha creates an internal drive to serve as a grounded advisor, using wisdom in structured, duty-bound contexts. The karmic task is to overcome cynicism and frustration by embracing humility and persistence. This placement produces judges, administrators, and advisors who succeed when they transform restricted circumstances into opportunities for practical guidance, embodying faith even within the heaviest of Saturnian frameworks. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amachakaraka planets in Capricorn Navamsha. Rahu influence. In Capricorn Navamsha, Rahu intensifies ambition, structure, and the desire for authority but bends them toward manipulation, opportunism, and exploitation of systems. The professional drive becomes tied to climbing hierarchies, often through shortcuts, hidden agendas, or misuse of responsibility. Creates manipulative ambition, appearing disciplined and dutiful while secretly using authority for personal gain. Accusations of corruption, exploitation of workers, or misuse of institutional power frequently arise. Adds cunning strategy, Rahu sharpens Capricorn's managerial and rule-based nature, but distorts it into oppressive hierarchies, political maneuvering, or hidden manipulations. Weakens accountability, projects responsibility outwardly, but avoids owning mistakes when structures collapse. In leadership teaching roles, Sun Jupiter Amatya Caraca, Rahu generates suspicion of corruption in government, finance, or law. In communicative relationship roles, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Amatya Caraca, Rahu twists service and care into manipulation, leading to scandals in relationships or finance. Ketu influence. In Capricorn Navamsha, Ketu withdraws from worldly duty, authority, and recognition, producing aloofness in structured professional roles. The professional persona may appear detached, uninspired, or uninterested in social and hierarchical responsibilities, even while carrying karmic weight internally. Produces withdrawal from worldly structures, avoiding authority or responsibility, leaving tasks unfinished. Creates reluctance to lead or manage, often showing disinterest in maintaining societal order. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as Amatya Caraca, Ketu produces detachment in communication, nurturing, or partnerships, making the individual appear cold or uncooperative. With Sun or Jupiter Amatya Caraca, Ketu produces a withdrawn leader or teacher, blamed for aloofness, lack of vision, or ineffective governance. Can cause stagnation in governance, law, or management professions through avoidance of practical duty. Reputation often carries the mark of rigid detachment, perceived as cold, uninspiring, or absent in responsibility. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Capricorn Navamsha. Saturn plus Rahu, manipulative disciplinarian in institutions, creates oppressive rule-heavy environments blamed for corruption or misuse of labor. Saturn Ketu withdraws from responsibility, appears rigid, cold, and uninspiring, neglecting collective needs in governance or service. Mercury plus Rahu, cunning bureaucrat, manipulates communication in administration, law, or finance. Scandals through deceptive contracts or documentation. Mercury's Ketu, withdrawn communicator, blamed for lack of clarity or silence in governance, leading to breakdowns in structured dialogue. Mars Rahu, ambitious power seeker, aggressive in climbing hierarchies, scandals through political or military misuse of authority. Mars Ketu, passive-aggressive warrior, avoids direct responsibility in conflicts, blamed for negligence or cowardice in professional duty. Moon's Rahu, emotional manipulator in caregiving or administration, sympathy-seeking leader, scandals in service or HR roles. Moon plus Ketu, emotionally withdrawn manager, appears cold and uncaring, blamed for neglect in roles requiring emotional leadership. Venus Rahu, scandals in wealth, luxury, or relationships, tied to ambition. Misuse of charm in professional diplomacy or finance. Venus plus Ketu, detached from love and prosperity, refuses to engage socially, blamed for broken unions or lack of cooperative harmony. Jupiter Rahu, false advisor, manipulates law, finance, or governance for self-interest, accused of misleading in advisory roles. Jupiter plus Ketu, withdrawn teacher advisor, aloof, uninspiring, or ineffective in institutions, despite deep knowledge. Sun plus Rahu, inflated authority figure, manipulates leadership roles, accused of corruption or oppressive rule. Sun plus Ketu, detached ruler, cold and uninspiring, failing to embody or uphold responsibility in public life.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.